Yes. Imagination. One way to know God, ourself, huh? So, a wintry day, but a warm day. A bunch of Chambra on a long journey. And I still have to keep pinching myself to really comprehend, you know, the full magnitude of what we have done. And it's almost beyond, it is beyond comprehension. And I think only in looking over our shoulder we'll be able to really fully appreciate the journey and what we have accomplished. But leaving, you know, one era, the Christos era, and making that transition into a whole new consciousness. And we did it. And let's give ourselves a hug, Chambra. Let's give ourselves a hug. Let's love ourselves and congratulate ourselves. And to feel that love. We did it. We truly did it. And we're here now. And two people helped us get here, Jeff and Linda. Guys, come on down and thank you. Let's give them a hand. Wow.
We're doing it with you. We're doing it with you.
Do you want Linda and I to come pinch you? Or Norma sitting right next to you? Garrett will pinch you. Or if you really want to know that you're here in this new energy, just go stand outside for about 5 minutes. You will know quickly.
They don't say the winds of change without a reason.
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that. That's good.
And for those of you that, I can't tell you how amazed I am at how many of you made it up the hill, because I couldn't believe what it took just to come down the hill a little way.
I saw you trying to get out of our driveway earlier when you were coming
playing.
Up here. You were
not. I was playing.
Those
was
tires were spinning. And
That was fun.
Oh.
In my own driveway. I don't really like it with head-on traffic, but in my own driveway, it's kind of amusing. But seriously, the wind is so dramatic here.
How dramatic is it?
It looks like a snowstorm at times. They have these huge gusts, and because it's so cold, the snow gets like sand. It's not that wet sand. Wet snow. It's like this sandy snow. And it is blowing so hard that I have had more people say that when you're down below, that the snow blows so hard that several people have reported that you can't see past your bumper at times. And one friend said that her son was driving down yesterday, and then he said, "Oh, my God, Mom." He said it was so bad. He said, "I had to keep slowing down because there would be points where I just literally couldn't see. It was white out," which is what it's doing today. And he was saying, and I was a little worried because there was this big escalade and a Hummer behind me, and I just kept praying they had to slow down as much as I did. So it's been a rough ride. And the main highway that runs across the Front Range, whether you're coming from the north or the south, is completely closed down. So I'm noticing who all the really clever, determined
Chambra
were.
The diehards, the hardy ones.
Really serious
ones who
Chambra.
Will do anything just to be here. We know.
And I'm looking and taking note of like, okay, you're here. Wow, these are the tough Chambra.
And I think Vicky's getting a couple of shots with the Roy cam. Roy couldn't make it today, partly because of the snow. And like Linda said, the roads are closed. Other than the one road coming up here, we're about 10 miles up from the nearest highway and about almost 20 miles from the nearest city. So we're kind of up here, and it's blustery today. It's actually settled down now. Yesterday was really bad. I mean,
it's almost 20 miles of highway in front that you need to get here that's completely closed that you have to find an alternative route for. So it's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have
it really stinks, like, to come back from Kauai to this.
I know. We just Norma, Garrett, Carrie, Joe, Linda, myself, we're all in Kauai with a group of other Chambra, of course. And I have pictures to show today so we can look at what it was like.
I need to shut my eyes.
Less than a week ago, we're going to rub it in. It was beautiful in Kauai,
awesome.
And we got back here earlier in the week, and it was a little bit of a shock.
That's an understatement.
But actually, this feels good today. The group is wonderful. We have a fire in the fireplace
back
here.
Which part of 30 below zero feels good to you?
It's not quite that cold.
Okay, how 20. Cold is it?
I was out on the tractor yesterday plowing the driveway so that I could get the trailer out today for this, and loading the trailer, it was cold. I was bundled up like the Michelin snowman or tire
man. Once it gets to zero, does it matter how cold it is?
It was cold. But like you say, it's kind of winds of change, and it's the mm-hmm. whole thing that St. Germain talked about last month, the collisions of energy, and we're experiencing them today with the wind. By the way, if the roof rips off here during the channel, don't be real concerned. I mean, Linda and I just live up the road a few miles.
Look at Susie. Her face doesn't think that's acceptable.
I was kind of wondering, Susie, when I came in earlier today when we were setting up, first of all, I was worried, would anybody show up? Usually the crew is all here ready to go, but with the way the roads are, it took them an extra, David, I know it took you an extra hour at least to get here. It was pretty rough. I saw John Kaderka and I thought, okay, we're in business. We can, as long as John and Tobias show up, we could have done a webcast today.
I wasn't even
wouldn't
on
have
that
been,
list.
Wouldn't have been the same. It wouldn't have been the same, but, and then everybody started showing up and the energy in here feels really good.
I have to tell you, when I got in this morning, I said, there was actually, the weather is so severe that Jeff actually, I realized had a priority list of who had to be here. And I said, I wasn't on it, but neither was Leslie.
All I said was that with John here, I knew we were going to have a webcast.
I was offered
and
money
was
to tell him who was on the list, where were they were on the list.
No. They're all on the list. Anyway, glad you're here.
Playing.
Thank you for being here. And hopefully the winds will die down this afternoon.
I have to bust something to laugh about.
It's been incredible. We've had 7 storms in 7
weeks.
There's no place to pile the snow anymore. That's been cold, and we're leaving town.
And the Denver mayor, he's just about ready to get kicked
out because
he can't handle the snow.
You know,
they
don't plow the roads down in town, except the main highways. The side streets haven't been plowed since all these storms started, and it's getting really, really rough. But anyway, we're here.
We're here.
We're safe. We've got a great group of Chambra, both
this main priority here. Moving
here,
energy here.
And online, we have... Yeah. Tens of thousands of Chambra from all over the world. Those who are in nice warm places are probably chuckling right now. Anyway, it is nice here. So who's here today from out of town?
Well, let's see. There were a few more people that planned to be here, of course. But Dag is here from Norway. How you doing?
Hello, Dag. Good to see you.
Good to see you. And then,
is this kind of like Norway weather here? Yeah, you feel very much at home. You know,
take
off your coat and...
Dag, stand up. Do you realize, does everybody realize how tall he is? He makes Jeff look like a short guy. And Jeff's over 6 feet tall. Good to see you.
How tall are you, do you know, in the feet of you?
Two meters.
2 meters. 7 meters. Yeah, that's really tall. Yeah, that's really tall.
Yeah.
Why don't you go stand next to Dag? We can get a perspective. Just go ahead.
Fine, whatever. And I have my cowboy boots on, so I don't know if that counts. Okay.
Say, yeah, a little bit of a...
I'm glad he's a nice guy.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah.
Good to see you here. We've seen you in Europe on the Camelot tour.
Mm-hmm.
Other places have had good times with you.
Thank you.
So glad you're here.
And with him is Eva. Eva, hello.
Hello,
glad
good
you're
to
here.
See you. Glad you're here also. Yeah.
And then we have Melanie from Belgium. Where's Melanie? Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. How are
Do
you?
Stand up and say hello. Oh, I guess they got you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And when did you get here?
Before yesterday.
So you're still a little jet lag, maybe?
No?
Oh, you're
wow,
the lucky
you're tough.
One.
Wow.
Cool.
We're going to stop complaining all the time about ours.
I know. But she's got to go home.
Oh, true.
And then it gets back. Okay.
Glad you're here.
And Annie Francois from Quebec.
Hi, Annie. So good to see you. Yeah, she's been practicing all week. Good to see you again.
She's going to be doing a...
Yeah.
Chamber U teacher going to be doing a class shortly.
Oh, yeah.
In French.
Oh, wonderful. In French.
Yes.
Awesome.
With
awesome.
Jane Hamilton. Isn't that cool?
And yeah. Me? Does Jane speak French?
Yes.
Oh, well, parlez-vous français?
Yes.
Yeah, oui, monsieur. madame. I'm studying. Not.
And I think Gabriella still counts. She kind of lives in two places, but Gabriella's here from Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico, of course.
Yeah, yes.
Mexico.
Yes.
Mexico.
Congratulations. Thank you for being here. And how is the weather down in Mexico?
Not like this.
Yeah. Do you ever get snow in Mexico City?
Well,
never?
In the volcanoes we have.
Yeah, but not too many people live in the volcanoes, do they?
No,
no. No. Not a good place to live. The insurance is high. Yes. Okay, we'll talk privately. Yes. I have my office back here. We can, of course, other guys come in too while I'm in there.
Who's in charge?
I'm talking about the men's room. That's my office.
Oh,
this is a small place.
Right.
I mean, I don't have a lot of meeting room here.
Okay, that's true.
And I know you from Holland is here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
You, good to see you. You just got in last night. And
wow.
You look incredible for having just got in last night. But remember, during the channel, it's okay to close your eyes. You're not sleeping. You are just going to the zone.
You might get an elbow if you snore, though.
Yeah, yes. Anyway, glad you're here. Anybody else from out of town that we didn't mention?
So far, that's all on the list.
Hmm.
We're good.
Well, speaking of out of town, from Avon?
Colorado.
Avon, Colorado. Well, that's good. That's good.
Jeff was hoping you weren't here to sell makeup.
Where is Avon? I said, oh, no, they're here from
Avon. Not the Avon man. Did they start recruiting men?
You embarrassed him. He's running away now.
Well, of course he is.
Speaking of out of town, we have so many of our activities here in Denver, Coal Creek Canyon, and it's such an incredible community of Chambra.
Don't be shy. Come in.
A lot of people have been here from the start, and a lot of people have moved in, and it's this area has become wonderful for just the Chambra energy. But I have to mention, we also have an office now at Lake Tahoe, Nevada. It's an incline village on the north shore of Lake Tahoe. Run, Vicky, run. And we opened the office back in August. Janice and the group out there did an incredible job of setting it up. It is a beautiful setting there. If you ever have a chance, you're just driving around, it's a beautiful place. It sits right on the border of California and Nevada, like Northern California. The lake is probably one of the most beautiful and sacred places that I've ever been to. We didn't intend to have an office there. It just kind of happened, the way things happen.
Well, it's not like we got hit on the head or anything. I mean,
no,
just,
but it kind of developed.
It transformed.
Yeah, it transformed. And right now I think we have six Chambra out there working in the office, doing an incredible job. A lot of the focus is on Chambra University right now, supporting the hundreds of teachers that are actually out teaching classes. Right now we have about 40 teacher-presented classes that are taking place that are scheduled, and
it's the most exciting thing that I could have imagined. That already, what's happening is we have people out there teaching classes, and the most stunning thing is they're drawing in people even outside of Chambra, people that just are attracted to what's going on, and it's one of the most amazing expansions I've ever seen.
Years ago, during some of the first channels, Tobias said that Crimson Circle in Chambra was a teaching order. And it was about teaching. And I heard the words, but it didn't really hit anything. And I didn't have anything to compare it with. And I thought, well, that sounds nice. But I look now, after just a few short years, and there are actually hundreds of trained and certified teachers out presenting both the Dreamwalker and the sexual energy material. Linda and I are going to be going to Zurich in a few weeks to teach 40 more teachers. And you can see how it just is expanding. The ripples are just growing, and it is phenomenal.
It's been amazing too, because it's a new creation, and there are lots of processes that had to be put in place, and we have to build the support behind all these teachers. But we truly have a cast of amazing, amazing creators out there pioneering the Chambra University, and Jeff and I personally want to really congratulate the teachers on the amazing things they're creating, and we're just trying to create behind them as fast as we can to build the support behind them, because it is it's humbling. It's amazing.
There's a lot going on at the office out in Lake Tahoe. The administrative work, all the internet work is coming out of there now. The finance and accounting, which is no small task. There's a lot of things we have to do in the 3D world. You still have to balance the checkbook. I hope we're doing that.
Well, the public company says we will do it,
yes,
or else.
You still have to pay the bills and the rent and things like that. Anyway, the group out there has been fantastic. Linda and I were out there earlier this month for meetings, and then we also did an Ask Tobias session, or two of them out there. We shot a little video while we were there, which Vicki has put together with some music. This includes shots in the Tahoe office of the staff out there, and also the last afternoon we did an Ask Tobias. We had about, it was phenomenal, we had about 40 people on a Friday afternoon, filled up the place. So, Vicki, are you ready with the video? All right. And this is an honor, by the way, to all of the Tahoe staff. I hope you're watching today. I hope you're out there. We're all going to wave to you now. Say hi to the Tahoe staff. I don't know which camera we're on.
I hope they were having good hair days.
Difference.
I know they're sensitive
anyway,
about that.
Lake Tahoe Chambro.
Busted.
You're turning a little red there, babe. I haven't irritated so many people in a long time other than this week on the message board by running around with the camera the whole week. I was trying to get pictures, and I noticed I must have been drinking a lot of coffee. You know, the camera was shaking, or either that or was afraid because I'm like, get out of here. Get that camera out of my face.
Vicki, you did a fabulous job of editing that, because I know some of the other things that God said, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good job.
Vicki, I didn't know there was sound on that camera while we were recording.
Oh, sure.
So you could hear everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Is there a way to
turn
the sound off?
Very good editing job. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Anyway, and you noticed that there was plenty of cake. I think they do that every afternoon out there, have cake and tea. Oh. It was a birthday. Mm-hmm. It was great. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's keep doing that.
Do we have a picture of Vicky here? Could we get a shot of Vicky?
Show Vicky? Yeah.
Thank you so much, Vicky.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
I just noticed that as I was editing that together and I was intercutting the Tahoe office with the Chambre University painting.
Yeah.
So many elements that are in that painting are in the Tahoe office.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's amazing.
I noticed that you showed that at the very
great.
End.
So I just
yeah. Well, we did the painting, the Chambre Youth painting. Corey did that about 4 years ago,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of a dream. We said, what would Chambre University look like? And, you know, you had mountains and a lake and buildings and all the rest of that. And when we opened the Tahoe office, we used to hang the picture up here for every meeting. We opened the Tahoe office. We said, we have to take it out there because it looks like it. It, you know, it's amazing and fun to be a creator. And you just come up with the idea and you start letting the energies expand. You get a few battle scars here and there, but... You know, eventually it works out.
What
and then
it is.
It's like, wow, that's incredible. How'd we do that? Anyway.
Crazily.
All right. Well, we already welcomed the folks who are here from different parts of the world and country. I do want to welcome all the Chambre who are listening in today. You're as much. We are on the air, aren't we, John?
John, are we going?
On the air. Good, good, good. And for you who are listening in or watching, you're as much of a part of this energy and a part of the shout as the people who are sitting here, as Tobias, as Linda and I, we all join in together. That's the beautiful thing about the Crimson Circle and about Tobias. He's not just channeling through me and, you know, making my mouth move and make words come out. He collects all of our energy, including mine, Linda, everyone's. And then it's kind of a collective message. It's our message. One of the things I hear all the time as we travel around the world, people say, you know, I was just going through that right before a shoud. Or in the case of this last month, I went through it right after the shoud. Yeah. It depends on which way you're going. But it's truly our voice. It's truly us. It's not some grand angels. I mean, they are grand, of course. But they're not just sitting up there.
Oh, God forbid, no one in particular.
They're not just sitting up there telling us how to do it. Like they know, they're saying we're all in this together. Our human aspect and our divine aspect, the human us, the angels, them. We're all in this together, and we're doing exactly what David mentioned when he opened the show today. He said we're bringing new energy in. We're transforming or expanding through the old. And old is beautiful. The old brought us here. The old is filled with wonderful memories and maybe some not so wonderful. A lot of experience, a lot of wisdom, and now we're expanding into new energy. What does that mean? We don't know yet. That's the cool part. We don't know yet. There's a lot of theories that Tobias and Saint Germain and Kuan Yin and Kathumi have, but we don't know. We're here doing it. It's like we're unwrapping this... Christmas package. We're taking the bows and the paper off, and nobody has an idea what's on the inside. That should tell you something. What do you want to be on the inside? Easy as it gets. So anyway, welcome from everybody who's tuning in. We just saw the Lake Tahoe Chambre office video.
Wasn't that cute?
That was great. Can we put that on the website? Is there a way to put it up there to download it? Whoops, I thought you were going to talk longer. Speaking to the website and speaking of Garrett, this is really interesting. Really interesting. Crimson Circle has grown so much over the years that the old internet technology, like using Dreamweaver and, you know, the traditional way of doing a website didn't work anymore. We had outgrown it just like a little kid outgrows its clothes. We were busting at the seams. We have thousands of pages on our website. We have 5,500 people per day come to the website from all over the world. I think I saw 98 different countries listed.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. We have e-commerce. We have a tremendous amount of volume with people downloading the shouds, the current ones and the old ones. I'm surprised when I look at the web statistics. How many people go back and download stuff from 4 or 5 years ago? It tells me you didn't get it the first time.
No. I'm
kidding. Or it's new people coming.
I find it really, when people will walk up to us all the time, they'll say, I just found the Crimson Circle 3 months ago, and I just finished reading everything. It's like, what? Everything in 3 months, and you're walking.
But you know why they
standing?
Can do that? You know why they can do that?
Why? I couldn't.
Well, it's like this group blazed the trail. We went through it first,
and
we had to kind of cut through that energy and the barriers and everything else. So if you look behind, see the trail is blazed. It's already cut, so they've got a nice...
Thank you. That's
a metaphor.
And visual health. Yeah,
anyway, so it's easier for them. Speaking... Yeah, look, stop that. This is a family show.
You started it.
So anyway, back to my point. I don't know if any of you noticed, but about less than 2 weeks ago, we converted the entire website over, Crimson Circle website, the Dream Walker website, the sexual energies material, everything that we have, over to a really cool new technology.
The 21st century.
Garrett spearheaded. It's called .NET Nuke. That should tell you something right there. Yeah. It's, you know, we blew up the old stuff. It's a very leading edge software. It's what they call enterprise software, which means it's designed for big companies or big organizations, and we're getting that way. It's interesting. I don't think many people other than Garrett and Michelle and Susie, who had to handle a few hiccups, I don't think anybody really noticed. I don't think you went on the website and go, whoa, look at that new technology. Huh? But it's there.
Just like the quantum leap.
What I was getting to.
I'm sorry, I stole it.
No, that's
it's
all right.
Okay.
It was an aha moment. I saw that in your eyes.
Ooh.
We switched to a new technology that it's going to allow us to do fantastic things. We just purchased $15,000 worth of new equipment for the Lake Tahoe office the other day so we could do live webcasts, so we could do teacher training, so we could record the Ask Tobias sessions, so we can expand the capabilities in our store and with other products and services that we're offering. So we've got all this tremendous potential we've hardly even tapped. Same way with the quantum leap, with the new energy. Most people are never going to notice. But most friends and family and people you work with probably haven't come to you yet and said, boy, did you feel that new energy? Probably not. We know it's here, and we're just beginning to discover how to work with it. Just like the software program, like .NET Nuke, what it really offers is tremendous potential going forward, tremendous new opportunities for things in our lives. And as Tobias and St. Germain have been saying, these are not things that are just new and improved versions of the same old stuff. It's really new stuff. It's tremendous. And I just know that this year we're going to be shaking loose a few of the old things that need shaking loose. And we're going to be bringing in a lot of the new things, and it's going to be amazing. So
put on your seatbelts, go fast.
That was my little shtick. Okay, moving on. Oh, last month's channel. I need a drink.
You do. Is Pepsi enough?
No. Last month's channel, our dear friend Adama St. Germain came in and talked about what the working title here is called, New Energy, New Era, New Way. But it's being commonly referred to as the collision channel.
Everybody's calling it that. And then going, oh.
He began by saying, Linda's going to play the part of St. Germain, and I'll make the side comments. He began by saying,
I am, yes I am, magnificent, wise, incomparable, brilliant, holy, and as you've probably guessed, not Tobias. I am Adama St. Germain, and you are not. Nice. If you could come to such a point that you could speak of yourself as I speak of myself, it would truly be a time of enlightenment.
I included this. These were his very first words when he came in. And as you know, a lot of times we don't know.
Was this supposed to be
shocking? We don't know who's going to come in.
Oh, right.
And I think that's kind of a cool thing these days. Like there's that anticipation while the music is playing and while, you know, everybody's doing a little breathing and I'm kind of getting ready. And there's that anticipation. Who's going to show up today?
Does that scare you?
No.
Okay.
No. I get so far out of it. Once Norma starts her breathing. By the way, we forgot to mention, Norma and Garrett, you have the Uwama School here.
Oh, that's
right. And right here in the front row, could we get a shot? Raise your hand with the Uwama School. which is starting today, goes through Thursday, I believe. You guys are going to have fun. Yeah. Linda and I are coming over tomorrow morning. We're going to work with the opening channel and share a few messages. And we don't know who's going to show up. Could be St. Germain, Tobias, who knows? But looking
Vince
forward
Lombardi,
to that.
It's, you know, Super Bowl Sunday.
He could. I hadn't thought about that. What Vince Lombardi, yeah. Yeah, anyway. So St. Germain came in. It was, you know, it was St. Germain in his glory. St. Germain coming in said, I'm incomparable. I am, brilliant, holy.
He left off the handsome holy, and sexy
wise,
part. I don't know
magnificent.
Why.
Well, everybody assumes that. He had all these grand words, and I know it brought laughter, and it also brought, you know, some feelings, oh, St. Germain. But his point was very simple. When are we going to start talking well about ourselves? When can we actually be so centered in our spirit and in our humanity that we can say, I am magnificent, and where it doesn't come off being egotistical or come off being some type of challenge, but say, I am that I am. And really, that's I am that I am means I am holy, magnificent, wise, all of the rest of these things.
Help me with something here. I am, yes, I am. That is much easier to say than I am magnificent. Like, what's the line here? How do you get, like, from the...
Well, if you walk up to somebody at the store, for instance, the clerk is standing there, and you say, I am that I am, they're just going to say, that's $3.50, please, and kind of roll their eyes and hope you move.
Fine.
If you walk up and say, I am magnificent, they're going to call security. There's a difference. There is a difference. One, you're just a crackpot. The other, you know, yeah. But I would...
Well, how do we discern, you know, how do we get there?
Well, let's start right here.
Okay.
Let's let the studio audience declare their magnificence. On the count of three, we'll do I am magnificent. One, two, three. I am magnificent. The nice thing is there's no judgment here in this room. Caution, don't necessarily try this at home.
I could feel a few worms in there, actually.
There was a few worms?
Worms, yeah.
What are those?
Well, I don't know how to explain that, but there's little wormholes, you know?
Like people going, oh, I don't know if I can tell.
Yeah, I felt a few wormholes.
Okay, let's try another one. I am holy.
Holy what?
Notice the wind kicks in. Side of the building almost comes off.
Holy what?
That's from the Christian church down the street.
Holy what?
I am just holy. So on the count of three, one, two, three, I am holy. We're still here. Amazing. His point was simple, though. You get to a point, he calls it this point of enlightenment, where you can declare that, and you're not doing it because you have to try to convince people. You're so centered in your own oneness in your own God self that it's nothing. It doesn't mean, you know, it's a declaration of who you are. It's the I am.
I bet you have to step out of your duality to say that in a way that it works.
You know, I haven't tested the concept, but I tell you what, I will this month.
Okay.
We're going to Israel and to Zurich, and I'm going to test
it
there.
Don't do it around the house too much, okay?
I'm going to do it. Oh, Linda, I'm brilliant. We won't go there. Anyway, I thought it was a funny thing to put in for the opening. The rest of the channel was, by the way, it was 90 minutes long. It was profound. There are, I've limited this to like six slides, I think. But it was profound, and it was, it is worth going back and listening to or reading if you haven't since last month. So, Linda, what was the next slide?
We sit up here on Angel's Peak and say, 2007 is the year of collision. It is the year of collision. It could show up in many different ways. There are energies that have been opposing each other for a long time. The basic nature of human reality is duality, opposing energies. These energies are always trying to discover themselves by opposing or playing off of each other. Some of you sometimes wonder, why don't we have peace on Earth? Because you have duality, and duality creates conflict.
So in duality, you have two energies constantly bumping into each other, vibrating off of each other, and sometimes colliding, particularly during times of change like what we have right now. the old energies of duality, are really trying to discover more about themselves. So they're colliding. And Saint Germain was very specific in this channel, said there's going to be a lot of collisions this year. And I know that got everybody's like, oh my God, here we go. But as he gets into the channel, into this next slide, he explains more about what that is.
Energies are going to collide because that's what they do. Energies learn about each other by this type of collision. Energies are going to collide in terms of things like governments and businesses, and it's going to have its trickle-down effect into the lives of day-to-day humans. They are going to find themselves colliding with their own belief systems. A typical human has somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.7 million primary belief systems at any one time. I have studied this.
Did anybody go and try to count? So, no, I started. I had about 10. I got lost. But it's interesting. If you take a look at it, we're composed, besides of just being matter, bodies, and a mind, we're composed, we create our reality based on belief systems. And here he says we have 3.7 million primary belief systems, and then underneath every one of those belief systems are sub-beliefs. And that's what creates our reality. A lot of the beliefs are actually into mass consciousness. We have an agreement or a belief that there are certain forces of nature, certain ways things, energy acts and reacts. We agree that we're all sitting here right now or standing here in Coal Creek Hall or wherever you happen to be. So we believe in a certain set of thoughts or ideals that form our reality. But we've got 3.7 million primary and then all these secondary, and a lot of them are in conflict. A lot of them are in duality. You might believe two separate things. And I hear it all the time. I say it once in a while myself. I'm God also. And next minute, boy, what a schmuck I am. You know, it's two different belief systems.
Oh, we don't.
Well, I don't say that real often.
Oh, okay.
And then not, I mean, I haven't said it since yesterday, but we have these belief systems. We talk here about saying, I am magnificent, I am holy. And, it, you know, it feels good to say that. We're establishing one new belief system, but we still got that old belief system sitting in there that says, I'm just a human, I'm a failure at this, I haven't done that, I should have done this, you know, all that, that mind junk that we go through. So we have colliding belief systems. When we're going through such a monumental change of energy and a change of era as we are right now, something's got to shake. Something's got to rattle. Something's got to get these belief systems back into harmony with each other. We have them scattered all over the place, and they actually cloud our reality because they're opposing. We have belief in duality, and our beliefs are duality, dualistic beliefs about ourselves, about everything. So what's happening right now is all of this is getting kind of stirred up. The energies are colliding, trying to rediscover themselves.
You can feel that.
I know.
I mean, it's nice to hear you say it because you can feel it.
Yeah.
And
it's not
butt.
A bad thing, by the
no,
way.
No,
it's
no,
not
no.
A scary thing. Saint Germain was not trying to put the fear of, you know, the new times into us. He's saying, look at the reality of energy and how it works in your life.
I've even noticed, too, because we are moving so fast that when you look outside in different familiar places that you might have been comfortable in before, you can feel how much you've changed when you go back to relate to those things, whether it's family or friends.
Well, it's
or,
difficult sometimes
it's
to
really
go back to try to find comfort, and then you get back there, whatever it happens to be, something old you used to do or family in this case or whatever, and then it's like, ugh. This isn't comfortable. Now what do I do?
Well, even to the extent that you can, all you can do is feel a lot of compassion because it gets more and more clear that they have to make their own choices and that it's not your job to make choices for them. And all you can do to really be of any service at all is have some compassion. But it's not easy.
He went on to say?
He sure did. For 90 minutes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A new energy pathway has been created in the collision of the two opposing elements, an energetic pathway that allows in an energy that exists in a different dimension. The current understanding of dimensions is very, very crude. Many humans think that there is a third dimension and a fourth dimension, a fifth. It doesn't work like that. Dimensions are amazing things. It's a flow. It's a swirl of energy. Dimensions don't necessarily know limits or boundaries unless they have been structured that way by the human consciousness.
I love that line. Dimensions don't necessarily know limits or boundaries unless they've been structured that way by human consciousness. What he's saying here is that as these collisions take place, as we move into the new energy, it brings in potential, brings in new consciousness from other dimensions. Other dimensions, by the way, that you and I travel to in our altered states, in our dream state, or sometimes even during the channels. We go there, but we don't remember it, or our mind doesn't understand it when we come back fully into just focused Earth consciousness. These dimensions are all around, and Saint Germain and Tobias both say they're not like a ladder. You don't go from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. They don't like that numbering thing at all. They're swirling. They're moving in and out. When we started our gathering today, when David stood up here, Linda and I were sitting over here, and I was smiling inside saying, we're now creating a new dimension. And the dimension can be within another dimension. They can weave in and out of each other. But when he started today, we were creating a new dimension. And right now, it's expanding. It could continue to go on and on and on. It could collapse. Dimensions do that, by the way. We create them, we collapse them. Or it can continue to expand. It's really up to us today what we want to do with that.
That was a Star Trek thing.
You're kidding.
No. Sorry.
Glad I never watched Star Trek. But anyway, what he's saying here is that within all of these collisions, we open up an energetic pathway to allow in new potential from the other dimensions. So he went on to say,
the collision is the potential to clear out old structures, energies that have been suppressed, hidden, buried, locked away, distorted, perverted. You have a beautiful moment here, but a moment that goes unnoticed to most humans because, again, what are they focused on? The drama of the collision. And we paint this picture here. They're focused on the fire. They're focused on the earthquake. They're focused on the drama. You see it on your TVs. They go up and put a microphone in somebody's mouth. How does it feel to watch your whole neighborhood blow up? The drama. What they don't see is the beautiful moment of collision. It sets up an unprecedented type of energy exchange, an unprecedented ability to shift into a whole new level. It sets up the quantum leap, and that is what's going to happen this year. Collisions everywhere.
So collisions aren't necessarily a bad thing. It's energy trying to find their own resolution. Saint Germain is saying here that we're going to see it this year all around us. What to look for is the potential in that collision, the potential of an opening, of new energy, of discovering a new way, of elements that have been separated for a long time coming back together. Things like light and dark, masculine, feminine. They're colliding, they're coming back together. But where do most humans focus? On the drama of it. They're missing the beauty of this, this cosmic interdimensional event taking place. So as you see drama, as you see conflict and collisions in your life these next months, stop for a moment and take a look at the beauty of what's really happening. Don't focus on the drama, but focus on elements coming back together.
But, you know, I hit my knee so hard the other day, I thought I was going to pop out of my body.
What'd you learn?
It really sucks when you hurt your knee.
Yeah?
Well,
I don't want to get off track here, but sometimes when you really whack yourself like that, it's so much that you think you're just going to pass out or something, that actually allows an infusion of energy into your body, into your reality. When you were a little kid, did you ever get knocked out or something?
No, I was the oldest.
Oh. All right. Did you ever knock anybody out when you were a little kid?
No, I had to keep my damn hands to myself.
But I'll give an example. I remember one time falling off of a tall slide, kids, you climb up to the top, and then instead of sliding down, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to fly down?
Oh, no.
And, boom, wow.
You were practicing channeling already?
Yes, it knocked the wind out of me and a few other things. But during a time like that, there's an infusion of energy that can take place. It's like energy that's just sitting there waiting to come in, but our head gets in the way, we keep it blocked out. You have that kind of event. you can infuse a lot of energy. Yeah. You don't need to do it that way.
Kind of makes you be in the now, too, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to do it that way, but sometimes it happens.
I'm glad you
There's
mentioned
a benefit
that.
To it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Huh. They don't have to be bad collisions. That's the good news. Take a look at your own masculine, feminine energies. They've been apart for a long time. Much like a beautiful scene on the beach, the sun is going down. The waves are slowly rolling in. She's at one end. He's at the other. They race across the sands to be in each other's arms once again. Two things can happen. When they arrive at the moment of collision, they can smack each other in the head really hard. They could both fall down unconscious on the ground, get back up and start throwing sand in each other's faces and calling each other names, or they can fall gracefully into each other. They can even be so graceful as that the skin doesn't resist the skin. The bones don't clash on bones. Let the energies just swoop right back into each other. Feels like a Danielle Steele novel or like a romance yeah. novel.
Well, you can almost see the picture. You know, we've seen it on the movies or in the TV ads and the two people running, you know, for each other. And either they're going to really whack into each other or they're going to just glide and meld into each other. And he's saying we're almost programmed to expect the bad collision. Knocking down, you know, each other, getting up mad, throwing sand in each other's face. We're just almost programmed it like that. We almost expect that kind of outcome. We expect, almost need that kind of drama. I'm not saying we like as in us.
I'm going to hold
humans,
on to that,
humans
that little
in general.
Romance idea. I
well,
like
humans
that.
In general. And then it becomes a feeding situation.
I
You've
like
created
that.
Drama. It feeds. It gives you a type of energy. And,
I like it. I'm,
you know,
I'm
just
holding on
repeat.
To that one.
Or you could just meld into each other.
We're
and,
just in quiet. I can envision
yeah,
it so easily.
And there's no clashing. There's no... It is a conflict.
I got it.
But without drama. It's
Everyone,
a collision.
Go to Kauai,
it's
so
a collision
clear.
Without damage. Imagine that in the new energy, a collision without damage.
That would be good.
Cool. He went on to say,
okay.
These slides are getting longer. I take
there,
a break
there aren't,
here.
There aren't that many, though.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got a light energy of consciousness within 500 potentials and a dark energy of consciousness with 500. And now they come slamming back into each other. What is the sum total of their potentials? See the little math test.
Yeah.
Not 1,000 and not even 500 squared, but it's a number that there is no reference to in human math right now, but it is in millions and billions of potentials. The interesting thing is the potentials aren't just mirrors or aren't just extensions of the old potential base of energy. The new potentials are created in the periphery of the collision are a quantum leap in itself. It goes beyond what either of the individual elements of dark or light could have known by themselves. This energy in collision has just gone into quantum leap. And that is what this year is about for everyone on Earth. Let's give ourselves a hand.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And again, we're so used to, he's using the rough example, 500 potentials in light, 500 potentials in dark. You think that when they collide, there'd be 1,000 potentials or whatever. He says, it isn't even on our reference scale. What happens when these energies come back together, and I don't know if there's a slide in it, but he talked about, geez, like, it's almost like putting them in each side of a rubber band. On the inside, you put the energies and you keep stretching and stretching that rubber band. And then you let it go, and it snaps back into place. Those energies want to come back together. Energies of masculine, feminine, for instance, that have been separated. They want to come back together, and they're going to collide. And when they collide, it creates a whole new set of potentials that were never even there before. It's outside of our potentiometer, if that's a word.
I'm sure it's not.
It doesn't even... It's not a word. Let's create...
potentiometer?
I'm going to create that word
Why
right
stop?
Now.
Why
exactly,
stop?
Potentiometer.
Potentiometer.
Is there a word like that?
I dare you to film
See,
me
thank
that.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. He's gonna online right now. Look at you. Be careful how much you want to bet.
$2.
$2. You lost $2 to me yesterday.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I broke the silent zone.
Yeah. So anyway, what happens is a whole new set of potentials is created. The important point in our day-to-day lives is to look beyond where we've been looking in the past. Understand that totally new solutions might come in. You might be having a problem paying bills, and you think, well, the solution is to get paid more, rob a bank, or you know, something like that. You go through your standard ways of solving the problems, not in the new energy. Just what I've been doing is I take a deep breath, I let go of my assumptions and my expectations.
I'm going to remind you that. Do we have that on tape somewhere?
I think the whole world just heard. I let go of my most of my assumptions and expectations, and I say, bring it on. It's partly, oftentimes mostly, my creation in my life. I say, I open myself to new potentials that were never there before, and it's actually been amazing what can happen. Yes,
you have
I still
always been amazing.
I still get stuck. I still get stuck in my stuff, like we all do. But we're like kids playing with this. We're learning to come into the new way and a new way of creating, a new way of living. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you know, there's a joke that you should always carry around a little bag of crap so you never have to take any from anybody else.
I'll pass on that one.
Okay. All right. When your spirit and your consciousness see that there are no potentials left, it basically signals the end of your physical existence. It also plays real hell when you get to the other side if you don't have any potentials. It creates some very interesting dynamics on this side. Choose something. Don't ignore the potentials. Choose something and go with it. Ride it. It is the winged horse. It is the symbol and the energy of this new era. Hop on it and ride.
What he's talking about is when we have these situations in our life, we're bringing new potentials in through collision. And again, collision doesn't mean disaster, doesn't mean destruction. But when we bring these potentials in, then do something with them. And he's saying, if you don't, if you just sit there in your easy chair and basically ignore them, if you're waiting for God to come in and do it for you or Saint Germain or anybody else, just sitting there going, well, how come my life is crap? How come, you know, I don't have any money? How come I don't have relationships? Well, get out of your chair. Start doing something. Choose any one of those potentials, even if you're not absolutely clear exactly what it is. Just Saint Germain is saying, choose something. It initiates and moves and expands energy. He's basically saying, if you don't, if you just sit there and do nothing and just complain about the world around you, without being a creator, he said, basically, that signals an end of your physical existence. It basically signals all of the energy that you're working with and all of the things like runners and everybody else. You don't want to be here. You're not choosing potentials. You're not choosing life. And it starts the death process. You'll end up departing Earth. That's, some of you may say, well, that's really not so bad. Here's a clincher on this. He goes on to say, it plays real hell when you get to the other side if you don't have any potentials. You go to the other side and you're still going to be a bump on the log. And it's going to really mess you up if you're not choosing those potentials. Just because you go to the other side doesn't mean you're all of a sudden have this grand understanding of how everything works and you're clear of all stuff. You just basically take yourself to the other side of the veil, the way you were here without physical body. You get to the other side and you're still going to be confused. You're still just going to be sitting, waiting, and it's not going to be a real pretty thing. So he's saying, choose anything. Don't be afraid. Don't say, well, I'm not sure about the outcome of it. And Tobias has said this in the past. We have a self-guiding system within us. Just start something, get the energy moving, and our own guidance from within and from on the other side starts moving us in the best possible or the highest level of potentials, but you got to do something.
This was probably one of the most practical channels that Saint Germain in particular has done in the now, completely and most appropriately applicable to life right now. It was
good.
It was really, I found it really profound and helpful.
Yep.
And boy, have people been talking about collisions.
Collisions. How many have had collisions or been around collisions in your own life or just been around them this month? Yeah, anybody want some? You guys, you know? No, that's all right. All right.
I prefer not to be in the middle of it.
Let's move on and talk about what's going on in January with Shambra. In early January, we went out to the office in Tahoe and did a lot of just business work out there. We also had two wonderful Ask Tobias sessions that we recorded out there with a wonderful group. We had a lot of fun that day. Two new ones. One is called New Energy Business. It's very informative. It's about 90 minutes long. Tobias talks, he claims he's the business expert. Sex and business. And he said that during this tape, he said, actually, they're the same energy.
Yeah.
Sex and business. You're just exchanging with somebody else. Maybe your body, maybe some money, but it's all about energy exchange. So that's what Tobias's famed claim is. He's the master of sex and the master of business.
I thought that was Saint Germain too. I thought they're competing on
no,
that.
No. Tobias, hands down. Hands down. So
watch
it was
what comes out of your mouth. I can come back and slap you, baby.
Uh-oh. They're all wonderful, equally. Anyway, the business one was interesting. He talks about what goes into a business energetically, how a new energy business is different from an old, how to set up a business, what kind of energy to put behind it when you're doing it, how to be a creator. He made some interesting statements, like bold statements. Business is the new religion and the new government of the world. He says that used to be religion controlled everything, which they did. They controlled governments, business, everything in countries, you know, 1,000 years ago, even 500 years
right.
ago. Governments up to, in the recent history, have been the ones that have controlled things. He's saying businesses now are the new religion and the new government. Because businesses are global, a business based out of Holland might have interests in the U.S. and might have interests in China and in Australia.
Right.
They got to be pretty cool, you know? They can't start picking a lot of fights because they're looking at their bottom line.
There's some nice potential there, too, because
some very nice potential.
Because a business is far more inclined to want things to go forward and move forward and not so inclined to want to go and blow something up.
Absolutely, because they're blowing themselves up.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting
yeah.
how energy gets redistributed around the world through something like business. He had an interesting observation also. He was talking specifically here about Crimson Circle, but it applies to, I guess, any new business. He said, forget about the bottom line.
Right.
You know, the bottom line, for those of you who understand the business world, is you take all your revenues and you take all of your expenses and then you play something that accountants do that I never did understand. And you come up with what's on your...
I understand, but it's a pain.
Well, it's convoluted. I'm a two-cigar box kind of guy. In, out. That simple. They do this thing like called accrual and... Jeez. But anyway, I love accounts. where was I? Oh, new energy business. He says, forget about the bottom line. Put your energies, put your focus on the heart line. The heart line has to do with the things like your shareholders in the company, the people you work with. There's another word for it. Vendors, but there's another word. Staff. I forgot what it is. But the people that you work
with.
Your customers are part of your heart line. Your vendors. You know, people love abusing vendors, and I never understood that because I've been a vendor for a long time. And but you know, people think, well, you know,
they take advantage of the relationship.
They do, and they steal energy in that relationship between the vendor and the supplier. And Tobias is saying they all factor in. Part of the heart line is the environment. Particularly if you're producing a product that has that produces some sort of waste, you know, you've got a heartline responsibility to the environment. He said the bottom line will take care of itself. It just does. Beyond what you could plan for or think for. And I'm actually learning that and experiencing it with the Crimson Circle Energy Company.
Right.
I'm told I have to watch what I say about how good we're doing, but... we're doing pretty darn good because there's a focus on the heart line. It's not always easy, but there's a focus on the heart line, and it's working. Anyway, if you have any interest in business, this is a wonderful CD. The other one was mental imbalance.
That's funny because in the previous slide you said mental health, but by the time we got done with it, we were clear it was about mental imbalance.
Yeah. This was a tough one. This was 90 minutes also, and it dealt with everything like mental retardation, schizophrenia. I forgot what other subjects were brought up, but
just anything it covered all kinds of extreme natures and
yeah.
not so extreme natures of what happens when we're out of mental balance and what that looks like and some of the causes and natures of it. And there were some really touching things in it, and it was quite good.
It was tough to channel.
It was very difficult.
He gave four primary reasons for mental imbalance. Some of them, which he said were relatively curable, and some which he said are pretty tough. He talked about things, for instance, that go back to the times of Atlantis with the work that was done on the manipulation or the conformity of the brain and the mind, and about how that still has an effect on all of us. And he talked about this thing that actually Norma had mentioned a while back. in Atlantis, supposedly we had these metal bands around our head. And it was, you know, everybody was told these were, like, really cool, you know, like, look good, piece of jewelry. But it had to do with conforming the mind. You know, like kids that have braces on their teeth, you know, to get their teeth back in order. Well, this band was designed to get everybody kind of on the same page. Kind of actually, it helped to create mass consciousness. But in some cases, it went too far. And some of the people are still on Earth right now are still energetically wearing these bands. They're not literally wearing them, but they never let them go. And he talks about how this causes a lot of mental imbalance. It was a really tough channel to do.
Some, and even some ideas, some feelings about how some people literally, because of things they've done in the past, choose a life that doesn't focus so much on the brain and the intellect.
Right, right. There were four primary reasons.
It was pretty cool, yeah. Energy virus.
Anyway, these are available through the Crimson Circle website. We don't have any today, unfortunately, but they are available through the website. Okay. From there we went to Kauai. And that was so good.
It's a great place to work.
You know, I want to have this, like, huge Shambhara reunion on Kauai. Like, everybody, I mean, just, like, maybe after the Quantum Leap, maybe the next year we could do the Ocean Leap, you know, go to Kauai. But anyway, we went there for school, too. School two is about coming to Earth. You know, school one is about what it's like to leave home, go through the wall of fire, become an angel. School two was what it was like to go through the order of the Ark, descend our energy, and come to Earth.
As humans for the first time.
And he goes through the whole evolution of humanity, answers the question about evolutionism versus creationism. It's pretty interesting.
It's a whole school. It's supposed to take 3 days.
It was supposed
Four days. Supposed
to be school two, not... We got together the first morning. Tobias went through a very abbreviated version of school two, said, we're done. He went on to school three. And it was so cool. I get chills just even talking about it.
It was amazing.
He says, guys, now that you have understand the process, by the way, we are discussing and we will, in one form or the other, release both school one and school two. So if you never went to it, you'll be able to have access to the information.
We'll package it somehow.
We're still working on the particulars.
But be clear, because sometimes people misunderstand that and think that you say that you're just going to, like, put it on the web
We will find
sure
a way either through certified teachers or through a class in a box.
Okay.
I know. Okay. School three was really cool. It was the joy of life. It was 3 or 4 days of talking about we're here to enjoy life. And he gave some very specific things that we can do to enjoy life. There was a lot of content in the school,
a tremendous
amount of content about the joy of life. Some really, really good channels. But the one thing we did is we had some fun. These are actual pictures, by the way. We didn't, like, take these off some tourist board thing. This was sunrise every morning at the hotel, 7:15, the sidewalk right in front of the hotel. Beautiful sunrise, and by about 8 or 8:30, you could start to see the whales going by, spouting, and the tails and the fins.
The babies.
I got a lot of pictures here, but we had so much fun. This is the hotel that we were at. The exterior, here's an interior shot.
Keep whipping.
And what we're going to do this next year. We would do it every year. But we rent a bunch of vans, and we all pile in, and we drive all around the island. The reason why we're in vans is because the island's so small, a bus would not work.
Yeah, you can't use a bus there.
No.
One-lane bridges, well, you can't have anything bigger than a large van.
We had a great group of folks from Norway, Germany, the States, Canada.
Can I tell a little joke?
Sure.
Okay, Jeff's done this sort of sad thing, and he didn't mean to ever hurt anybody's feelings, but, you know, he's kind of been rough on Ohio. Well, anyways, I was checking people in. You know,
I like teasing about Ohio.
He's teased about probably a little too much. Anyways,
I did.
We were checking people in, and I was, and giving them name badges, and there was a group of about, you know, 30 people. Well, anyways, this beautiful group of ladies, there's 4 of them here, walk up, and I looked at my smile, and I said, you must be from Ohio. And they went, oh, how could you tell? Oh, it really should. And I said, because you're the last group to check in. So anyways.
It's kind of obvious.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so I knew that they were, so they,
I am an Ohio converty now.
Jokes.
Oh, no, I love Ohio.
Anyway, so that's our beautiful group from Ohio. There's someone from Canada.
We start out with a dinner the night before. It was funny. The hotel put out a chocolate fountain. Have you ever seen one of those? It's like a like spouting chocolate, and you go and put your fingers or your hands underneath there, or pieces of fruit or cake or cookies, and it was great.
It was more popular than the other side of the buffet.
We do a lot of group outings. Here we're hiking up to a sacred site. Here we're doing an outdoor channel. That's my favorite, outdoor channels with Tobias. Really great.
We're screaming chickens there.
This is a shot of some of the attendees at Waimea Canyon, which is a very, very sacred area. We did a catamaran tour one afternoon. Most of us did. A few that were didn't feel they could handle the motion on the ocean. But we saw probably, I would say, 30 to 35 whales.
It was unbelievable.
And
babies
then a school of dolphins swam with us for a while. It was beautiful. It was just amazing. We need to put this on the website again for next year.
Okay. I'm not sure. Yeah.
And it was so nice and warm there.
Oh, we had the perfect weather.
Weather was perfect. Never got rained on. Here we're at the Hindu temple. They're hand building this temple out of granite, I think it is, or marble.
It is. No, it's granite. Granite's much harder. Granite.
All the marble is granite. Granite. Don't take
granite
it for granite.
Granite's much harder than marble.
All the granite is quarried in India by hand. They do not use anything to blow up the mountains to get the quarry, because they feel that energy is then in the stone. So it's all chipped out by hand.
Can you believe that?
Delivered to the site, and the site is completely done by hand, which you'll see here in a moment. But everything here, hand done. It was amazing.
It has a beautiful energy, too.
Actually, inside that the mouth of the dragon or whatever that is, they hand-carved a ball in stone.
That moves.
That moves. And I still
can't
figure out.
Can you imagine what kind of skill that takes?
They didn't put it in there. They carved it in.
It's stunning.
And that's what she's doing, is feeling that ball on the inside.
Mouth.
It's amazing. And we all had a chance to do a little carving ourselves.
Or pretend that we would.
Pretending we were. A lot of time on the beach, of course. And as I mentioned, the weather was just beautiful. We all sat together one late afternoon and watched the sun go down. And one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. I mean, yeah. And here the sun's taking its final dip. And then the last night we have a big party, a weenie roast. A lot of the non-Americans were just fascinated with this idea of taking a stick and putting a wiener on it and just holding it over the fire. And of course, they're putting it right in the fire. And it's like, no, you got to back it off a little bit. And
it was fun.
We had it
was
great,
a blast.
Fun. Yeah. So anyway, School 3 will be doing it again next year in January.
Sells out fast every year. I don't know why people want to go to Kauai, but it seems that they do.
Yeah. In January.
It's the soft school.
Upcoming events. We're leaving later this week for Israel, where we're doing the standard technology workshop with Tobias and St. Germain. I'm looking forward to that one. I had an interesting experience in my own life recently. I'll make the story very short, but my older brother was diagnosed with melanoma, skin cancer. And it was had gone 5 months before they caught it. He didn't go into the doctor right away. So when he finally did go in and have it checked, they said, well, the cancer had spread from the lymph nodes in the neck down into the lymph nodes in the armpit. And they basically did not give him a very good chance of living. It was very, very sad. My brother and I haven't always seen eye to eye on things. He doesn't particularly agree with this type of work, or didn't in the past, and he thought it was just kind of cultish. But in desperation, he called me one day and he said, they're not giving me much time to live, and he said, I want to live. So what do you and your imaginary buddies have to say?
And it was actually pretty sweet.
Yeah. And, it was pretty sweet. But anyway, so I had a little quick talk with Tobias and sat down and wrote out a very abbreviated version of standard technology. And I sent it to him. And I told him what to do each day. And it was pretty comprehensive, but yet fairly easy under the circumstance. And he did it. He started working with it every day. Now, they had done the first surgery to remove lymph nodes in his neck, and then the PET scan showed that he also had the cancer had spread down into his armpit, in the lymph nodes there, and a few other places in his body. It hadn't gotten into the liver or the lungs yet. But the doctors basically said, when it's gone that far, forget it. He went in to have surgery then about 2 weeks ago on his lymph nodes to remove the cancerous lymph nodes in his armpit. And they took him out, I think 17 lymph nodes, and the doctors came back to my brother and said, we must have diagnosed you incorrectly because there's no cancer. No cancer at all in what we were going to remove. And they did more tests on him, and he's cancer-free right now. And I'm just like, wow. It was amazing. He's still, he's still working with the standard technology that Tobias talks about, still doing his breathing.
There's a lot of healing going on.
There's a lot of healing going on. Still doing his breathing and everything, but it was amazing. We had a phenomenal phone call. He's just like, my God, this stuff works, and there's more to life, and there's all this stuff, and the angels, they do come, and yeah, and it's like, yep. So anyway, from what we do in Israel.
And he's a really smart guy, and he's always been able to take care of himself. So for him to have been open to that was really a pretty nice gift.
It was phenomenal. And it changed a lot of the relationship between him and I, which was cool.
Makes me smile.
Yeah. So in Israel, we're going to do the standard technology workshop. Tobias wants to lay this out with all the specifics and all the particulars in Israel. We will have we're going to record everything. We never know up front what Tobias wants us to do with it, by the way. But I got a gut feeling he's going to want this released to all Shambra so they understand how to do it. Yeah. So that should be interesting in Israel. From there, we go on to Zurich for sexual energy school teacher training. We have sold out. We have 40 teachers that we're going to train give the sexual energy school. From there, back to Lake Tahoe early March, right after the Shoud, for two more Ask Tobias sessions. He's the one that picks the subjects. We don't. And he throws them in right during the middle of a channel. He says, oh, by the way, the next sessions are going to be about, one is going to be new energy foods, and it's going to be hosted by Leslie Havim.
Hi, Leslie, and that's her passion, so it's really exciting.
It is. Talk to Leslie about food. And she just gets passionate. And it's not one of these things where you can't eat this and you can't do that. It's about the joy of food and the joy of eating.
And the energies of food,
Linda,
too.
And I both noticed it in you in the last year or so, just a difference in your energy, your glow. So I'm looking forward to doing that session. And let's eat a lot afterwards.
Yeah.
We're also going to do something that Tobias calls aspectology. Aspectology is the study of all the aspects of yourself that are all part of your reality, visible or invisible. It's your past lives. It's the little boy in me and the man in me. It's the feminine in me and the masculine in me. It's the aspects we create of ourselves to cope with different circumstances. Everybody has thousands and thousands of aspects that you create. You bring them in and you use them when you need to. You can play the innocent. You can play the brilliant. You got all these aspects. Well, that creates a lot of clutter sometimes and a lot of confusion. Ask Norma, who's going to be moderating the session. It can also lead to multiple personality disorder because you fragment yourself so much, you don't allow yourself to realize that you are fragmenting. So,
And we all have aspects.
Oh, sure, sure.
And the thing he said in the channel was that he's going to give more clarity and direction on how to move that energy so that you can be more efficient, basically, is what I understood.
Absolutely.
Right.
Amsterdam, the Netherlands, March 24th through 25th. This is called a special Tobias workshop because we have no idea what he's going to talk about. But some of the best material have come from these we don't know what's going on workshops. The Oslo sessions is a good example. We just show up. Tobias collects the energy of that group and then does a very specific topic for the whole.
Wound of Isis in Mexico was
wound
like that, too.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
that?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they've always been very special.
So they're unnamed at this point. In April, we're going to do a special standard technology healing weekend with Dr. Doug Davis. Dr. Davis is a neurologist in Beverly Hills, brilliant man, very talented. We're going to combine now what Tobias is talking about with standard technology with actual medical information and knowledge. And Doug is also going to talk about the influence on your body of things like your astrological sign. It has a certain influence. It doesn't make you or break you, but it does have an influence.
It doesn't direct your life, but it certainly can affect your life.
It can affect it. And with that knowledge, you have a better understanding. Your blood type it makes a difference. I'm A negative, so I tend to be able to...
You're a negative?
I'm A negative.
A negative.
I am A. And blood type A.
I'm trying to be funny.
I know.
And it's not working,
no.
Is it? Okay, sorry.
And that has an influence. The type
I'm
of things that are... O positive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
A? Yeah. So anyway, that should be interesting. It's going to be a full weekend with medical discussions and healing technology sessions. We'll actually be doing sessions there. If you or anybody you know has a medical issue, this would be a great weekend because we're going to be getting down into the trenches with the actual healing.
Interesting.
Dreamwalker Ascension, Kelowna, British Columbia in April, sold out, so I'll move along. Yeah. It's the start of the Ascension, Dreamwalker Ascension series. That's the launching
point.
That
sold out like in 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
In May, we're in Romania. We'll have a couple events there. One is just a one-day Tobias. We usually have about 700-800 people at that. And then we'll go up to Brașov, which is in Transylvania area, by the way.
Hi to our host, Sylvia. She's really had to go quite a lot of effort to go in and make all these arrangements in Transylvania and still does a lot of other work,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So this will be in the Transylvania area with a sexual energy school. That would be interesting, by the way, to do that in that environment. Frankfurt, Germany, the Ascension School once again in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm whipping through these quick because I know we're running out of time.
Good.
Helsinki, Finland. I'm really looking forward to going to Finland.
Hi, Irma and Tommy.
And... that's June 16th and 17th. Again, a special Tobias workshop. That'll be
right.
Fun.
New city.
And then Dreamwalker Ascension School here in Colorado, up in Breckenridge, June 30th through July 2nd.
You asked for it. You're getting it here.
Yeah. So what we try to do is on these schools, we try to do them in each continent.
Right.
And we'll be taking Ascension to Australia, Japan. We'll be obviously doing it in Europe and Canada. I want to mention here real quickly. I didn't have a chance to list all the schools, but if you're interested in taking Dreamwalker Death or Sexual Energy School.
Or you know somebody that might be interested.
Yeah. They are being conducted all over the world right now. We have 28 upcoming Dreamwalker schools around the world, 16 sexual energy, and the number keeps growing. I forgot how many schools we had this month, but probably... 10 or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's almost, I think, a dozen.
So,
what if you want to hear the information, but you don't want to dreamwalk somebody?
That's okay.
But I heard you have to dreamwalk somebody to be in the school.
Well, there's an actual kind of a trial dream run experience during the school, but if you don't want to do it after the school, that's fine.
You don't have to want to be a dreamwalker facilitator to experience that information. I would not necessarily ever be a professional dreamwalker. What I do it possibly for a friend or a relative.
Family, maybe, yeah.
But you don't have to do anything. No.
There's some very, no. And the reason why we don't do that is there's two schools that are, I don't know how you say the word, but they're things that need a safe space and a guidance. And you don't want just somebody listening on a CD. Sexual energies is extremely potent.
Transformation.
There's an energy there that can really, if you're not in a very carefully set up group, it can work against you and it can stick on you. And it's not said from a fear basis, but we're open and looking at and exposing this thing called the sexual energy virus. If you're in a safe space, you're going to understand how to work with it or how to let it go. If you're just doing it on your own and you have interruptions and everything else, it's not real pretty.
And I'll add one more thing to that. Even now, anytime we've ever done the Dreamwalk, anybody that's actually experienced the Dreamwalker school or the SES school, but will tell you that to go through that experience, it's pretty profound for most people. It expands things in a way that people don't necessarily expect. So the teachers are really, really work with guiding the energies of the group and making sure that there's a safe space, because it really, is there anybody that's gone to either of those schools that didn't find themselves, profoundly affected by it? Because I know most of you have been, that's pretty.
Yeah, it's not the type of, they'll always be in a school setting. Things like syncretized, that can be a class in a box. It doesn't bring up huge, overwhelming issues that could lead to some very traumatic things. But Dreamwalker and sexual energies, definitely.
Birth transitions too, right?
Birth transitions, that will be presented by teachers, at least for the time being.
Yeah.
That's not so emotional, it's factual. It's 3 days of information. But right now it'll be presented by teachers. Thank you.
Thanks for asking, actually.
Moving along. Here's a shot of a recent Dreamwalker death transition class. If they can do it in Salt Lake City, the home of the Mormons, you can do it anywhere.
And there were several people that had not experienced Crimson Circle stuff before at this school. And so
They were non-Chambra.
Yeah, non-Chambra.
Brand new. And even Maggie and Peggy, even on the Dreamwalker, had to deal with a lot of the emotional stuff coming up. We're kind of used to it. We know how to handle it. But somebody just coming in to all this, it is an overwhelming experience. Okay, I'm going to move quickly
here.
Oh, just real quick, an update on Dan Bennick, the guy, the Chambra, Chambra Dan, who's traveling around the world, visiting Chambra, staying with Chambra, and eventually, hopefully, write a book. What did he learn in the year-long journey? He actually met up with us in Kauai.
That's correct.
He spent a little time, I think it was on Maui with Chambra, joined us in Kauai. We had a great time with him.
Yes, we did.
And then he's off now. Right now he is in New Zealand. So he's making the trek. Every month we'll just give you a little update. We're trying to arrange it where he can call in like on a internet phone. And, you know, Dan, you know, how are you doing in wherever? I think he's going from here to Thailand and then Australia. So he's doing fine on this first leg of his journey. So, Dan, if you're out there listening, it's good meeting up with you. Oh, and this is my favorite part I've been waiting for all day. In the last couple of months, we started this thing. We didn't even know we were starting, called the Chambra Launchpad. And this is where Chambra will be able to bring their products or their ideas here. We're going to help launch them. Last month, if you remember, Louise Sureski was here launching her two new Kathumi books. By the way, she was inundated with orders.
She was so overwhelmed.
I mean, they are still packing and shipping orders. And it seemed like such a great idea. We said, well, let's continue that. And this month, with her new product, hot off the press as like Thursday, is Jean Tinder to talk about the creator card. So come on up, Jean.
You want to step aside?
No. Jean will go over here.
That's what I meant.
So do you have the actual box to show us?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if we can get a shot of that.
First, I have to say, when I was a teenager, the space shuttle took off. I wanted to be an astronaut so bad. I had that poster on my wall.
That poster? Or similar to that?
It was a photograph.
Yeah.
But it was that shot.
You still want to be an astronaut?
I am.
I was going to say, you're a spiritual astronaut.
Yes.
And it's funny how, you know, we have a literal thought of what we want to be, and then it gets kind of shifted around. But anyway, so these are hot off the press.
Yep.
Do they still smell like ink? I love that smell.
This does.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it does. Ooh, mm-hmm. That's great. First of all, would you tell us what the cards are? Just a brief description.
They're creator cards. They're designed to help you find your own clarity, find your own passion. When you're feeling confused or just needing some clarity in your own life, they won't give you the answers, but they will help you find your clarity, and they help you choose. They help you create.
Well, first of all, they're beautiful. I mean, did you design this?
Yes.
Wow.
Completely.
These are beautiful. 44 cards in the mm-hmm. deck. And now what I would do with them is I would probably like leave them like in my bathroom area. And in the morning I would come down and choose a card and kind of knowing that I'm actually making the choice that, you know, that it's associating with my energy for the day. So, geez,
Boom.
Yeah. So do you want to pick a card? Any card?
Sure. You got them the wrong way.
Oh, I do. Sorry. Okay. Linda is now going to pick a creator card.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. This is scary. Okay.
It's fun, actually.
It's like a lottery.
Okay. And Jean, do you want to read it? Or Linda, you go ahead and read it.
Your reality in this moment reveals exactly what you believe. Now, that is true.
That is true. Yeah. Okay. And here, let me pick one.
Okay.
All right.
They go like this, remember? Okay. Face down.
Okay.
They're face down, so you don't have to close your eyes.
Oh, I don't? Oh.
No.
Yeah, but it's more fun. It's more dramatic.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to
take drum roll.
This one. It says, you need reading glasses. It actually says, what does your body choose? Well, I'm not going to reveal that right now, but that's cool.
That's well, and awesome. I can expand on that beyond the initial reaction. You can feel in your body whether you're in expansion. When you're faced with a choice, you can feel if this potential makes you kind of, or makes you stand tall. Your body is very wise, and it can give you wisdom that your mind can't access.
So why don't you pick a card?
Okay. There you go.
Will you choose fear or trust?
Ah, right. That's a good one.
Yes.
So there's a lot of truth in these.
Yes.
And like I said, they're also beautiful. Could be fun, like with friends at night over to the house, and if they're Chambra. Well, anybody. No, actually, anybody.
We've actually shared them with non-Chambra. They're very thought-provoking, very conversation starting. They really, they're not easy answers.
Yeah.
There's no, not a single card that has a yes or no answer.
Have you tried them with your kids at all? Do they work with kids?
They work with everybody. Yes.
On my baby, he drew a card and it was like, if today was the first day of your life, what will you choose? And he's brand new.
Yeah, yeah. He's off to a good start. Yeah.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea? How'd you come up with the whole thing?
A little over a year ago, in December, I was emailing with a friend who was kind of going through some challenges, looking for clarity. And I was emailing, and I just these questions came out. What would you choose if there was nothing you feared? What would you choose if you only had to take care of yourself? What would you choose if you knew everything would turn out perfectly anyway? Mm. There was these, like, eight questions. And I went back and read that email again, and it's like, wow, these are good. I kind of got the idea right then to do cards. It was Christmas. We went, you know, all the stuff that happens with that. About 3 days after the January shoud, I experienced this amazing state of expansion for about 2 or 3 days, and I created the images, created almost all the questions. In those 2 or 3 days, it was just an incredible time for me. All about choosing, and it was so important to choose. That was when they were birthed.
Did you like write everything down, and then what happened?
Well, I just started.
Yeah.
You know, started with the images, made the images. The questions, of course, have been being fine-tuned ever since. I came to the February shout after that to find out that the very days that those were birthed were the very days of the syncretized course in the Bahamas, which is all about choosing and creating your reality. I wouldn't say that they are channeled from Saint Germain. They're my creation completely, but that energy is in there. And I have to say Saint Germain's quoted at least one of the cards in every channel since then.
Oh, that's interesting.
and it's fun.
So along the way, you know, the typical creation stuff, you come up with a good idea, you feel passionate about it, and then did reality ever hit? Did you ever go, yeah, but, you know?
Every day.
Every day.
Had all these great ideas, and then what to do with it, and how to create it, how to manifest it, how to put it from the computer into something you can hold. And then I would go through times where it would just die. The energy just is like, well, I guess that's not going anywhere. But then it would come back. It was like an incubation stage. And I had, I don't know if you'd call them setbacks, but I had a lot of dry periods with them.
You had a lot of people help you, though, too, because I remember hearing some of the stories.
Yes. I've had people come to me.
Hella and some others.
Yes, a friend of mine in Denmark Hi, Ella, Jamina, helped me with the first printing and added her energy to them. It was just an incredible, incredible feeling of having them come out into 3D form for people to use.
And I know from talking to you along the way that you've got the big idea and then you brought it in, you created beautiful cards, but then you run into all the normal human issue stuff. You got to get it printed. You have to find the boxes. You have to get the ISBN numbers or the UPC numbers and all this stuff. And you just, to me, sometimes that's where I get bogged down. That's where I lose it.
It can be overwhelming. All the technicalities. How on earth do you get the ISBN numbers and barcodes? It's like that's.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And then there's the record keeping of now that I'm selling them. I got to get a business license.
You need two cigar boxes. You know, that's what you need.
At least. But I have found as I go through the process, I bring to myself the solution when I need it. Bring someone who has a piece of wisdom for me or some information. Somebody sends me a website. All along the way, as long as I choose to go forward, the information comes.
Well, and just little things like the reality of printing the cards, but now you distributing them, getting them out to things like bookstores or whatever. It's good. You have them on your website, of course, youaregodalso.com. And, of course, you have them here today. But if you really want to start expanding, going to bookstores or things like that, you have to get your cost down so much that you can make a profit, they can make a profit, mm-hmm. and sell them at a reasonable cost that people will be willing to pay. Just because you sell them for $22 doesn't mean you get $22.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Everybody else gets some of your pie.
Yes.
But then I know you looked into mass producing, large quantities, commercial printing. And it sounds wonderful. You get your cost way down, make them affordable for people. But then the reality is, where do you come up with all that money up front for the printer, the box people, and everybody else?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And that's a good place to you know, where you put up the barrier and it's like, well, I can't do it.
There's no way in hell I could have come up with that much money.
How did
you do that?
That's
what I used to think.
How did you do that?
Nost. My dear friend continually reminded me, just use Nost. And someone PM'd me on the message board and said, I want to talk to you about this. And I had just gotten a solution for really small quantities of printing. And I said, well, I think I've got it, but thank you. But I feel something here, so let's. I actually said I think Nost has brought the solution before we found the problem.
Yeah, yeah. And it's something like this. You need to print 1,000 or more to make it cost effective. 100 at a time, it eats you alive.
Yeah. So I was I was having them done 100 at a time, and the cards were making the people dizzy at the printers, and the job started getting screwed up all the time, and it was time to go big time. And I made some choices in my life, in my own personal life, to release abundance blocks. And within a day or two of making those choices, this person came back and said, and you had just sent me the website for a place that prints them in quantities of like 5,000 instead of 100.
Yeah, yeah.
So this person came and she wanted to invest. She wanted to have a new energy investment. And it was just a perfect match. So we've created a new energy agreement, arrangement. The more I sell, the more she makes. Thank
That's
you,
great.
Carol.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's awesome. I mean, you've created something that's beautiful, that's fun, that's relevant. You're putting your energy on cards that are going to go all around mm-hmm. the world to well, people. So it's not just the cards. It's also your energy in here.
Cards are fun, though, too, because
you know,
sometimes you don't have a lot of time. And if you just want to just do something for fun, you just grab a card.
Yeah. Or like Jean said, sit around at night, and it becomes a great topic for discussion. So anything else you want to share?
Thank you. There's a couple things I want to share. With these cards, they're not like tarot cards. You will find them very, very intuitive. And that just blew me away in the beginning. People would tell me stories of how they have a conversation with these cards. You can use them live on my website. You can just go to my website and click them in four different languages, actually. German, English, Romanian, and Spanish. They're very, very intuitive, and I realize that's because they're completely new energy. There's no overlays of angel energies or tarot energies or any of the traditional cards.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Awesome. And what would be your advice to other creators who are out there? Great ideas, but they're in that early stage, the creator stage, and haven't gotten to the manifesting stage. What would be your advice to them?
Choose what makes you happy. Follow your passion, follow your joy, and ignore the people that say it can't be done,
yeah,
or that say you need to have this limitation, you need to protect it, you need to do this, you need to do that. I've been told you shouldn't have them free on your website. You'll never sell them that way if you have them free. The opposite is true. With the Heartline, people can share that the link to all their friends,
yeah,
and share this energy, and that gives me more exposure than just having them in stores.
So they are on your website.
They're on my website. You can use them right now.
Yeah, at youaregodalso.com.
Yes.
All right.
Congratulations.
And it's also an abundance opportunity for Chambra. I want to just tell you that there's a page on the website. If you want to order your own cards and then take them to your own local New Age stores or wherever you want to expose them, if those stores order cards, you will get $1 per set that they order for the next year.
Cool.
The details are on the website. So this is great for all of Chambra.
Awesome. Once again, the website. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's stay up here a moment. We're going to stay up here. Let's do a good deep breath for Jean and the creative cards. Breathe it in. And then when we let that breath out, help launch your cards into new energy, into expansion.
And so it is.
Thank you.
We can draw one online if you like. For all of Chambra?
Sure, sure. Let's draw a Chambra card right now on the computer for all Chambra.
For all Chambra, all over the world.
For all Chambra. And then we'll do one for Tobias real quick.
Okay. Everybody take a breath. This is for everyone.
And this is at youaregodalso.com. You are home when you are in joy. Yeah. I love that one.
Crystal tree.
Okay, now let's pick one for Tobias and see what his card is for today, for today's shout, for Tobias. Uh-oh, here we go, Tobias. What choose you if you have nothing to lose? What will you choose if you have... He doesn't have anything to lose. I do. He doesn't. He says something, they get mad at me. So that's an appropriate one for him. All right, once again, thank you, Jean. A big hand for Jean.
Thank you.
Okay, we just have a few more...
Do we?
Vicki is so busy today, running back and forth.
Thing.
Just a few more
She's
slides.
She's playing the roles of like three people.
I know.
Thank you, Vicki.
Oh, I tell you what, Vicki, no sense if I don't want to... Oh, there. Do you want to put it on play? We're a little short-handed today because of the road
weather
closures, but just real quick. These were Jean's cards, which we just saw. Beautiful. These are the designs. If you didn't see them up close, they're beautiful. And, just to end things off with the best of, these are a few things that Jim Von Gessen sent me, just to add a little humor. Best hair care ad. This is an actual ad, by the way. Actual ad. Okay. Next is the best Google ad.
Wow, those look real.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are. Best T-shirt. I don't know if you can see this, but it's her reflection in the mirror. Kind of interesting. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Best makeover. Mona Lisa after 1 week in the States.
In La Jolla. Yeah.
In La Jolla. Yeah. That's pretty funny. That's an actual ad that somebody did.
It shames me.
Best blonde photo.
That's cool.
If you can't see that, she's shooting backwards. She's holding the... basically shooting into her own eye. Best refrigerator magnet.
Those are almost naughty.
With that, Chambra, I just want to mention very quickly, Dr. Michael Brandt has been writing a perspective about the channel, the channels. He will continue to do so. You can find his articles in the monthly newsletter. He took this last shout from St. Germain and wrote a 22-page review. It was brilliant. I mean, he gets into the numerology. He gets into the relationships with the Kabbalah.
He's a scholarly guy.
Oh, man, I tell you. And there was some talk on the message board, and people just loved it because it provides a more insight, more information. Somebody actually, I have a quote there. They said they loved his articles and look forward to future monthly articles. His explanations helped me to get a bigger grasp of what Saint Germain said in the Shoud. So it's incredible. Make sure to look for it in the monthly newsletter. And with that, we're going to take a 20-minute, much-needed 20-minute
yes.
break and come back for the Shoud.
Thank you,
Thank
everyone.
Thank you.